These days, people are vexed, antagonized, and some are angry. They have their reasons to be so, or being so. Because of the crisis going on, there have been a lot of swift decisions made by people coming from the different sectors of society, from business, politics, the uniform, and the common people. Some decisions made seems to be final and long-lasting. Others are reactionary decisions. Some decisions were forced. Other decisions were made out of anger. Other decisions were out of fear. Other decisions were made just to take advantage of the situation. What is troubling were the quick decisions made which could result negatively in the not-so-distant future, meaning that its effect will not be known until after perhaps a generation has passed. With these things happening, I can't help but think of how the church comes up with decisions. The church has always been criticized of being slow when it comes to policy decision-making. Why is it so? The reason is that the church would think of things thoroughly. She is not hasty with her decisions. In life, we have plenty of decisions to make. Every day, we make decisions. But there are decisions that are far more important than others. They bear so much on our future. Not just our future here on earth, but our future destiny in heaven. The challenge that we face in making our decisions is that there is a conflict of where we base our decisions, because one basis of our decision is we base it on worldly values, on the set values of the world. It is based on convenience, what is less expensive, on what is the lesser evil, and most importantly, what we like and love to do. Now, if you look at these criteria, convenience, less expensive, lesser evil, and what we like and love, people would say that this is absolutely right. And there is nothing wrong about it. It is practical. But how should we make our decisions? Well, it is in the gospel. Jesus says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Our decisions should always be based on what Jesus has to say. It should be based on the love of Jesus, what Jesus stands for. And where can we get these things that Jesus has to say to us? Well, it is the church, our church, the Holy Catholic Church. If we base our decisions on Jesus, would our decisions be convenient? No. Would it be less expensive? Well, perhaps. Would it be the lesser evil? Definitely not, because the church does not even consider evil. Would it be what we like or love? No. Would it be practical? According to the standards of the world, it would not be practical. So if this is the case, then why base our decisions on Jesus? A simple reason, is that, well, because we are Catholics. Paul in the second reading says that when we got baptized, we have removed our life of old, and we now live a new life in Christ. Paul writes, "We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." Our life is now in Jesus Christ. So, if our life is Jesus Christ, how can we live our life against Christ? That is absurdity. that is contradiction. In the first reading, God, through Elisha, gave consolation to a woman who was good to Elisha. It was not because of the couple's hospitality, according to Elisha, but it was the couple's recognition of the truthfulness and holiness of Elijah, and by the living out that truth in their lives. Because of this, they were given what they needed, a child. We base our decisions in Jesus, not just because it is a demand of the church, but because by doing so, the result will give us peace. We will receive earthly consolation, and we will be assured of a place in heaven. Jesus matters more than anything.